would like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. They've been with us before from the Art 4 Theater, and they're going to talk about their production opening on July 28th, Spring Awakening. And it's going to be the co-directors for Spring Awakening, Malk Alban and Ashley Koya. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we just want to kind of go over what it is. First of all, since we've never had Ashley on before, briefly just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, even though it's not a feature interview, and then we'll talk about working together on Spring Awakening.
Absolutely. So I grew up in the Philly area, and I moved to New York for college. I went to NYU, and I studied musical theater at Tisch and graduated and worked there. Then COVID hit. And I decided it was time for a big change. And my partner and I moved to South Bend, where 2 weeks in, I auditioned for a show and met Mark. And we worked together on that show with me as an actor and Mark as my director. And as I started to, you know, grow my artistic, my artistic toolbox, I decided that I wanted to enter into directing. And Mark has been really generous in creating space for me to, like, really explore my artistry. So we decided to work together on, or Mark asked me to work with him on Spring Awakening, which has been
what
really
was the first
fun.
Show?
It was Fun Home. Yep, it was a great
and
movie.
Then we just did Godspell in the Spring, which was also at the St. Joseph County Public Library. And Ashley just brings this energy and clarity into the room about just seeing people and the story and where we want to take audiences. And you're going to see it in the staging for Spring Awakening. It's so clear and deliberate. You're going to get everything that you need out of it.
Well, and Godspell is such an interesting show that it can be presented in so many different ways. And it's kind of fun that way. Well, Mark, just a quick thumbnail. I can refer people back to your previous interviews about you. And then let's talk about the upcoming production.
Yeah, originally from Chicago, my husband and I moved to the South Bend area in 2015. In 2017, we decided to start Art 4 because we really felt like it fit this niche that wasn't met yet, somewhere in between community theater, where everybody's volunteering their time, and then Broadway tourists that come through the Morris in South Bend. So we're bridging that gap to be a catalyst of people's careers to take them from community theater and launch them into a professional environment.
Very good. So
that's a sweet spot.
It is. And, and South Bend is positioned probably right there in the upper center of Indiana to be, you know, drawing people. And yet you're not really competing with a big city like Chicago or something like in Northwest Indiana. We are. So Spring Awakening, tell us a little bit about the origin of the story and some of the music in it, because it is a musical.
So Spring Awakening is based on a play by Frank Wedekind, which is also called Spring Awakening. And it essentially takes us through the story of these adolescents experiencing their journey in growing up and how
it's
adults...
Tempestuous times.
Yes, definitely. It's great to be doing it now because it really explores the differences in the generation gap between the adults and the adolescents and how their breakdowns in communication really lead to a lot of tumultuous experiences for the adolescents and the youth. And the music is by Duncan Sheik and Steven Sater. It's beautiful. It's very, indie rock, which is so appropriate for adolescent angst. And Duncan Sheik actually talks about how it was written to be a little bit Brechtian in the sense that it exposes the wires and they like whip out, you know, handheld mics that are very modernized. And in this 1891 German atmosphere, everything pauses so that you can have this emotional experience of the song rather than it flowing naturally in as it does in most shows. You know, like I just naturally go and bridge into song after I have this monologue. But with this show, it really breaks and it exposes the wires and shows that these are just the deeper emotions of the character.
Yeah, and it's met with this juxtaposition between this older novella and this contemporary sound. And it's really edgy material. When people think of Spring Awakening, in addition to thinking 8-time Tony Award-winning musical, they also think edgy and pushy topics that are sensitive to talk about. And what's interesting about that is that, you know, these are topics like sexuality, there are topics about teen suicide. There are topics about sensory culture and the way that we communicate with one another. And yet the source material is written in the 1800s, and it's talking about this, right? So we think of it as edgy because it's current, but it's something that we've been talking of. And in Germany, right? So it's not just universal across time periods, but it's universal across cultures too. And it's really kind of beautiful in that way.
Up is fraught with so many things, probably from the beginning of time.
How long have you been in rehearsal?
We started rehearsal early June, and oh my gosh, the cast is killing it. They pick things up so quickly. I'm like, it'll take 2 hours to do this, and then 20 minutes, and they've got it. And it's just, it's mesmerizing. It's really cool.
Is the cast from around the country or pretty much local?
They're basically local within the region, but super duper talented. And we're going to be opening July 28th, performing through August 6th. For ticket information, go to art4sb.org. Right on our homepage, you can find a link that takes you to Spring Awakening. And it's at the St. Joseph County Public Library, right in the heart of downtown South Bend. Tickets are online. Get them now. The only thing that's missing from this equation is you in the seats. So join us.
We would encourage you coming out. Real quick, what's your next show?
After Spring Awakening, we're doing Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief, and that's in November. I know we'll have to talk about that closer in the fall. I look forward to it.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Mark Alban and Ashley Cuella. They're doing Spring Awakening at Art 4 Theater in South Bend. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A Spotlight Extra. Mark Guarino will be doing a book signing of his new book, Country and Midwestern, The Untold Story of Chicago's Pivotal Role as a Country and Folk Music Capital at Hammond's Paul Henry's Gallery on Saturday, July 22nd. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.